Board of Peace members offer $5 billion for Gaza reconstruction, aid, Trump. U.S. President Donald Trump said on February 15 that member states of his Board of Peace will announce a combined pledge of more than $5 billion towards Gaza humanitarian and reconstruction efforts at a meeting in Washington this week. Just last month, two dozen distinguished founding members joined me in Davos, Switzerland, to celebrate its official formation and present a bold vision for the civilians in Gaza, Trump wrote on social media. On February 19, 2026, I will again be joined by Board of Peace members at the Donald J. Trump Institute of Peace in Washington, D.C., where we will announce that member states have pledged more than $5 billion toward the Gaza humanitarian and reconstruction efforts, and have committed thousands of personnel to the International Stabilization Force and local police to maintain security and peace for Gazans. Thursday's summit will be the first official meeting of the group, featuring delegations and heads of state from the more than 20 countries that have signed on to Trump's initiative so far. A United Nations Security Council resolution approved the creation of the board, which is aimed at finally bringing the war between Israel and the Hamas terrorist group in Gaza to a close. Following Hamas's October 7, 2023, assault on southern Israel, the two sides had been at war until agreeing to a ceasefire in October 2025. Both Israel and Hamas have accused one another of violating the terms of the U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Hamas killed four Israeli soldiers since the ceasefire took hold, the Israeli government alleges, and the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry has accused Israeli troops of killing more than 590 Palestinians in the same period. Board of Peace. Soon after announcing the Board of Peace, Trump hosted representatives from the Group of Nations at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, on January 22. So far, Middle Eastern countries such as Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Egypt, Morocco, Jordan, Qatar, and Israel have signed on to the board, as well as Hungary, Argentina, Paraguay, Indonesia, Mongolia, and others. Trump had initially extended an invitation to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to join the initiative, but rescinded that offer on January 22 after two world leaders clashed at the World Economic Forum that week. Carney had criticized Washington's increased pressure on Denmark and other European powers to acquire Greenland. Great powers have begun using economic integration as weapons, tariffs as leverage, financial infrastructure as coercion, supply chains as vulnerabilities to be exploited, he said during a speech in Davos on January 20. You cannot live within the lie of mutual benefit through integration, when integration becomes the source of your subordination. Trump responded a day later during his speech at the World Economic Forum that Canada wasn't so grateful for the benefits it receives from its southern neighbor. Canada gets a lot of freebies from us, by the way, they should be grateful also, but they're not, Trump said. Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statements. Later that month, New Zealand's government declined Trump's offer to join the board. Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters said New Zealand does not believe it could contribute significantly to humanitarian and reconstruction efforts in Gaza. A number of states, particularly from the region, have stepped up to contribute to the board's role on Gaza, and New Zealand would not add significant further value to that, he wrote on social media on January 29. As a leading founder and long-standing supporter of the United Nations, it is important that the board's work is complementary to and consistent with the UN Charter. He added that since the Board of Peace is a new United Nations body, New Zealand said it needs clarity on this and on other questions relating to its scope, now and in the future. New Zealand will not be joining the board in its current form but will continue to monitor developments, he said. Ryan Morgan, Omid Gorishi, Rex Widerstrom, and Reuters contributed to this report.